The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. As the College Place High School Hawks take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now here's the voice of Hawks basketball, Brent Powers, on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Well, welcome home, ladies and gentlemen. Back in the Hawks Nest after a road trip up to Natchez Valley on Tuesday. The Lady Hawks back at home. And you're going to be home for the next two straight games. And tonight they're going to host league-leading Wapato. Lady Wolves from Wapato, undefeated, 3-0 overall, 2-0 in league, and they're a team that is looking to be pretty stingy on defense. After this break, we'll take a look at the Lady Hawks' last game at Natchez Valley. We'll obviously have the SCAC scoreboard and standings, and take a somewhat close look at Wapato's record and see if that gives us some indication of what we're going to be looking at tonight. We'll also briefly look over the Lady Hawk lineup. Still going to be a bit shorthanded. We're only going to have 8 girls on the court tonight. We'll have that and, of course, the starting lineups, the opening tip-off, and all the action here as the Lady Hawks back home hosting the Wapato Lady Wolves in the Hawks Nest. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
There's no place like home for the holidays, especially one filled with the pleasant smells and tastes of the season. Let us help. Hopper Specialty Meats is featuring smoked whole turkeys, turkey breasts, and turkey legs, and smoked Christmas hams throughout the holidays. Get your holiday turkeys and Christmas hams pre-ordered today. Call Hopper Specialty Meats at 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Or stop in and see us in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice on your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live from the Hawks Nest, and Lady Hawks, just 8 of them on the floor tonight, getting ready to take on the Wapato Wolves. Lady Hawks 2-1 overall, 0-1 in league. They started league play, and league play started in earnest this last Tuesday. Went up to Natchez Valley, and unfortunately, the Lady Hawks fell to the Lady Rangers 60-23, and The Rangers pretty much led from start to finish. Lady Hawks having difficulty taking care of the Ranger full court press on inbounds. Natchez Valley leaping out to a 20-5 lead after one quarter of play, and they never really looked back after that, leading 34-8 after one half of play. And after one half, we only had, like I said, only had 8 points on the board. Six of those from Charlie Amick, and one of those was a three. And then we also had one field goal from Emma Niemeyer. Then as things moved on in the evening, we were able to get somewhat better on offense, but not substantially. In the end, the Hawks led by 11 points from Charlie Amick and 7 points from Emma Niemeyer. What we really struggled with was, like I said, the defensive Natchez Valley, both in terms of full court. They were constantly invading passing lanes and struggling for, fighting for loose balls. And in the first half, they really put the press on us, and we had trouble managing it. Rangers led by 15 points of Mia Staggs and 18 points of their sophomore point guard, Emma Maria Mendoza. And Lady Hawks wanting to get now that first league win. The problem is they're taking on a Wapato Lady Wolf team that is undefeated in this. Granted, it is early in the season. Wapato is 3-0, 2-0 in league, and they are not giving up points. They have a point differential for the season of plus 45, and that's an average. And then their average for league play is plus 54. They've only given up 40 points. And looking at the schedule, yeah, Wapato destroyed Connell on Tuesday, 73-20. And they must have played last week. Let's see what that was. Yeah, they did. Wapato. Oh, well, they all. Now, granted, they beat Waluke 75-20. So one of the things that Wapato does have in their favor is they're playing what are quite possibly two of the weaker teams in the league. Waluke in particular was 0 for last year, and I don't believe they have a win this year either. So it could be that Wapato's statistics are perhaps a tad inflated based on their level of competition and their one non-league game. What would they have won that one to the tune of? Well, it was like 75-40. But then again, you never, with non-league play, without knowing exactly who it was they played and the strength they are at any given time, it's very difficult to tell. But clearly, the Lady Hawks, again, shorthanded. You only have 8 players on the court, and who's available we'll get to a little bit later. If Wapato comes out with a very aggressive defense, and the word has probably gotten out, the Lady Hawks might be vulnerable to a full court press. If we can't find a way to, if they put that out there, and we can't find a way to solve it early, we could potentially struggle. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we will have the SCAC scoreboard and standings. We're going to return as we're here live at the Hawks Nest, and the Lady Hawks getting ready to take on the Wapato Wolves back here at home. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back here live at the Hawks Nest, and the Lady Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on the undefeated Wapato Wolves. Let's go ahead and take a look at the schedule and standings in the SCAC and scoreboard from this week. While College Place was struggling up in Natchez Valley, Kai B went to Mattawa, and beat up on the poor Warriors, 63-29. Waluke hasn't won now in a couple years. And this Wapato team obliterated Connell in Wapato, 73-20. Last night, Royal hosted Riverside and treated the visitors harshly, beating them 71-14. In action tonight, Kashmir is going to be at Connell, and Kashmir will also be here tomorrow. So Kashmir spending a lot of time these last 2 days on the road. And Natchez Valley is at Kai B. We'll meet Kai B next week. Tomorrow, Kashmir will be here in College Place, as I mentioned. Waluke will be hosting Zilla. That will probably be very, very tough for the Lady Warriors. Kai B will be at Wapato. Royal will host Connell. And Natchez Valley in non-league action will be in Kawechi, taking on the Highland Scotties. Standings in the SCAC right now, in looking at league play, Wapato's on top at 2-0, followed by Natchez Valley and Kai B, both at 1-0. Now, Royal, Zilla, and Kashmir have yet to play a league game. Kashmir, in fact, has yet to play their first game. They are playing tonight. Royal 2-0 in non-league play, Zilla 1-1 in league play. And then you have College Place and Connell at 0-1, and Fort Waluke at 0-2. The one thing Waluke can say is that their point differential is negative 44 after two games. Connell's is negative 53. But poor Waluke, they're 0-4. Connell, meanwhile, is 2-1. And as mentioned earlier, College Place also 2-1. But, when it comes to dealing with league play, we're having some difficulties. And as mentioned earlier, we're shorthanded, and this is due largely to injuries. We have 8 women on the court tonight. We are missing Rahima Durand, who injured her shoulder in fighting for a loose ball against Boardman last Saturday. And, of course, Lou Weaver, who we spoke about earlier, is still recuperating that knee injury. And I'm talking to Ken James about her. She is, she's moving along in her rehab. She is, in warm-ups on the bench, but she absolutely will be unavailable because while she is not limping. She's got no hitch in her giddy up and you can see her walk, but she can only move forward and backward. Right now, lateral movement is highly restricted. So still somewhat limited in what she can do. We are hoping, in talking to Ken James, that she'll be available the first week of January. And if that is true, then we just got to muscle our way through the next 4 games. And then we might have Lou Weaver back on the court. And that obviously would be a tremendous boost to the Lady Hawk bench. And again, as mentioned, we'll only have 8 girls available tonight. So being able to stay ahead of things in terms of conditioning and being able to keep up with things is potentially going to be a challenge for us. We should be honoring the flag, but we've been having difficulties getting the flag unfurled. Now it's on its way down. And since the flag is on its way down and we're about to honor it, we'll take this break while we do that. And then we'll be back with starting lineups and the opening tip-off as the Lady Hawks are getting ready to take on Wapato here at home. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
3 out of 4 people who are acquiring a dog desire a puppy, but don't overlook adult dogs that may be unwanted or those among the many animals available through local shelters and purebred rescue organizations. Adult dogs are usually housebroken and are accustomed to a less rigorous feeding schedule than a puppy. Plus, adult dogs will require less of your energy to make them part of your family. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. For the first time ever, starting December 12th through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. Check out our Instagram and Facebook pages for your daily chance to win gift cards from many local restaurants and businesses. We have more new and certified pre-owned Toyotas than ever. They must be sold for us to get the units we need for the new year. No reasonable offer will be turned down. I know that sounds cliche, but just try us. May all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So back here live at the Hawks Nest, and we are looking at the folks coming off the bench. So for Wapato, coming off the bench will be a 5'2 senior, number 15, Lani Romero, a 5'10 senior post, number 20, Brianna Meninick, a 5'7 senior guard, number 21, Kaylee Haber, a 5'7 senior post, number 23, Liana Arispe. A 5'5 senior guard in number 25, Ailia John. And then finally, we'll have a 5'4 freshman guard in number 33, Jocelyn Bibles. So that is the lone freshman they have out there. It'll be interesting to see if she gets any playing time. Again, as mentioned for the Hawks, we only have 3 ladies coming off the bench. We've got Grace Lenton, Annie Watson, and Carly Ray coming off the bench. So that's just 3 girls. Again, earlier in pregame, we mentioned we lost Rahima Duran to a shoulder injury from last Saturday, and we don't have a good timeline on when she's coming back. And again, Lou Weaver is rehabbing that knee injury that she had back in the summer, hoping to have Lou Weaver back first week of January. In the meantime, we've got to deal with Wapato here. We've got Kashmir tomorrow, and then we'll have next week. Who do we have? We've got Kai B on Saturday, and to be perfectly honest, I cannot remember who we have next Friday, but I'll certainly have that available for you by the end of the Kashmir game tomorrow. So let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineup first for the visiting Wapato Wolves. They're going to start a 5'6". A 5'6 sophomore guard, number 10, Jordan Bob, and a name I remember calling quite a bit last year. They're going to start a 5'11 senior post, and number 12, Faith Norris. They're going to start a 5'4 junior guard, and number 22, Taylor Tillichwatz, and a 5'10 sophomore guard, and number 24, Brooke Alvarado. And then finally, rounding things out for Wapato, they'll have a 5'10 junior post, and number 31, Erlyn Grable. So they have some height. And they have some guards who I understand can play some fairly aggressive defense. Now, for the Lady Hawks, it's going to be the same starting 5 we've had thus far this year. The 5'10 senior guard, number 1, Charlie Amick. And we need a hot shooting night from her. We're going to start the 5'5 senior guard, number 2, Bertukin Duran. The 5'8 guard forward, the junior, number 3, Ayala Bryant, will be coming out there. As will the 5'6 senior guard, number 10, Ellie Andrews. And then finally rounding things out for Coach Julie Hill will be the 5'7 sophomore and number 21, Emma Niemeyer. So we'll see how the Lady Hawks do with the relatively short-handed support we've got there. Lady Hawks in their final huddle with Julie Hill to my left and Wapato in road blues with white and gold trim on my right, also in their final huddle, and then they break out and come out. The Lady Hawks will be moving from left to right as they also break out from here at the scorer's table. And Bryant will step in against Canoris. And Bryant's giving up at least 3 inches to Canoris, according to the lineups anyway. Anyway, the ref is ready. There's the ball. There's the whistle. And it's up in the air, and Canoris tips it in the backcourt to Graybull, who then goes up court back to Canoris, wants to drive into the key. Their baseline shot is too strong. Scramble for the rebound is going to go onto the deck. And Charlie Amick manages to steal it. And, yep, gets it out to Bertuch and Duran. So Lady Hawks hold Wapato off for the first possession as Bertuch will come up, and she's challenged by Brooke Alvarado, dribbling into the left corner. Now coming back out, she'll feed to Bryant. Bryant has the ball slapped away, managed to gather it back in. She'll feed to Niemeyer. Wants to drive left, kicks on the left to Bertuchen. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Bertuchen now cross court to Andrews. Swing out to Bryant. Corner three. Off the front of the rim, no good. And Bryant will chase down the long rebound. She'll then feed to Niemeyer. She stutter step, drives in, to come back out. Feed to Bertuchen. Top of the arc, Charlie Amick. Now to Ellie Andrews on the right. Wants to swing around to Bryant. Instead dribbles into the key. Back to Charlie. Charlie, 17 on the shot clock. To Ellie on the right wing. Wants to go down low to Emma Niemeyer. Instead it's going to be stolen by Canoris, who then goes up court to, that was Alvarado. Alvarado dribbling on the right wing, now at the top to Tillichwatz. Tillichwatz back to Alvarado for a right wing three, nothing but net. Brooke Alvarado with a Hank Warden Edward Jones three, and it's 3-0 Wapato as Ellie Andrews has the ball on the left wing. Was not dealing with the press. Then Bryant down the left lane and lays it up and in. Heads up play brought to you by Emma Niemeyer. 3-2, and we got a turnover on the inbounds as Charlie Amakassi gives on the right to Bertuchen for three. That's going to be off the side of the rim, no good. And who is that? That's Alvarado chasing down the rebound. She now will bring it up, now pull up at the top. Wants to drive against Charlie, has to give on the right. That is Tillichwatz. Tillichwatz then wants to feed her driving Alvarado. She's got to kick it back out to Graybull, down to Tillichwatz. She then drives down right lane. That shot is no good. However, Canoris is there for the offensive rebound and putback. So Canoris makes it 5-2 Wapato, and we've got an official's timeout as Bertuch and Duran needs to take care of her shoelace. And we'll have got some wolves in the backcourt, so they're going to make life a little bit difficult. They're going to get the ball in close to Ellie Andrews instead of having it slapped away by Jordan Bobb. And it'll still be college boys basketball at the end of the Lady Hawk bench. 6 minutes to go here in the first. Lady Hawks trail 5-2. Get the ball up court to Amick, who then turned on Alvarado. She's going to come down the right wing. Feeds down to Bertuchen. Oh, and she wanted to feed baseline to Emma Niemeyer, but Canoris ended up booting the ball, so we'll get a fresh 30. So Bertuchen will take it out baseline. Durand. Looking for something to open up. And going to go long to Ellie Andrews on the right wing. Ellie dribbling around. Feeds back to Bryant on the right wing. Ayala getting slapped at by Jordan Bobb. Now Ayala's going to dribble. Now coming back out. Now back to Durand. Durand has it slapped at. It's going to be stolen, I believe, by Graybull. And it, now it was Tillichwatz. And as she came down, Durand slapped it out of her hand. But they're going to call a foul on Durand. That'll be her first. And Tillichwatz will be going to the bench. Bench? Not to the bench. She's going to the line. First trip for either team to the charity stripe with 5:38 to go in the first. 5-2 Wapato. Tillichwatz keeps it that way by putting it off the front of the rim. No good. Wapato not nearly as aggressive on the ball as Natchez Valley was last Tuesday up in Natchez. Tillichwatz second rattles home. 6-2 Wapato. Durand up court to Andrews. Lost the ball. Going to be picked up by Tillichwatz. She then kicks it out to, that was Alvarado on the left wing. Now to Bobb on the left wing for three. Ooh, Jordan Bobb with a Hank Warden Edward Jones three. And now it's 9-2. Wapato on a 6-0 run. And the pressure gets stolen by Bobb. Feeds Alvarado. She's got to pull back out. Alvarado now to Tillichwatz on the left. Tillichwatz wants to drive into the key, going to get cut off, feeds to Graybull for three. That's off the back of the rim, no good. Alvarado skies for the rebound, however, and puts it away. Alvarado now with 5 points, and it is a 8-0 run as Charlie Amick comes up and turns the ball over and gives it to Tillichwatz. Now to Alvarado. Alvarado wants to drive down the baseline. Oh, they're going to call a blocking foul on Charlie Amick, I think. Both she and Alvarado ended up going on the deck. Yep, they're going to call that on Charlie, and that Charlie's feet were moving, so that might have been a fair call. That'll be her first personal, and Tillaquats will take it out baseline. Tillaquats out long to Bob. Bob wants to drive into the key, and they're going to call a blocking foul. With Carly Ray getting ready to check in, and Charlie Amick quickly picks up her second foul. So she'll spell Amick, who doesn't have any points, and quickly picked up two fouls as Tillaquats will take it out baseline. Goes long to, that was Canoris. Canoris back down to Alvarado. That shot is no good, but then Grable is there for the offensive rebound and put back. 13-3, Wapato on a 10-0 run as Bryant comes up the left wing. Feeds out to Ray, hands back out to Duran. Now back to Ray on the left wing. Carly wants to feed Ellie Andrews. Ball got tipped. Ellie got it, and then we have a whistle away from the ball. And there's a foul on Tillaquats, so that'll be her first personal. And Lady Hawks will get a fresh 30 with Bryant taking it out baseline. 4:23 to go on the first. Lady Hawks trail 13-2. As Ray has the ball up top, drives into the key, puts up from 12, way too high. They're going to say it hit the shot clock? Yep. Okay, so Lady Hawks end up turning the ball over. Ray made a great move to the bucket. It's just her shot was far too aggressive as Alvarado ends up losing the ball. Ellie Andrews and Bob are going to fight for it. And Bob almost goes out of bounds with it. It's going to be picked up by Bryant. And then Bryant got fouled. So the Lady Hawks take advantage of a turnover. As they're going to call Jordan Bob for her first personal, so Lady Hawks will try again. Bryant taking it out baseline. Going long, got tipped, but Duran gathers it back in, gives on the left wing to Bryant. Now goes up to Ray, wants to drive into the key, feed to Niemeyer. Oh, fed around to Andrews, should have gone earlier, and then Andrews got plowed by Jordan Bob. And head coach Schimmel for Wapato says we got to change something here. As Jocelyn Bibles will check in, the freshman. And Bob picked up her second personal. So Ray takes the inbounds, then gets tied up and puts the ball on the deck. It's still on the floor, and finally it's going to be picked up by, that's not 14, that was Alvarado. Now Alvarado will dribble up with Bryant, keeping her from getting away, giving it to Bibles. Bibles will then drive into the key, kicks out to Tillaquats. In the corner, drives in to Alvarado at the top, drives in, kick to Grable, to Tillaquats at the top, 12 on the shot clock, goes down low to Grable, whose shot is too strong. And Bryant will come down with the rebound. She then comes up, feeds the ball to Ellie Andrews. Yeah, she had a route to the bucket and gave up on it. To Durand at the top, now to Bryant. She'll dribble back out to the top. Now right wing Carly Ray. Ray wanted to feed Niemeyer, does get it down to her, got cut off by Grable, kicks back out to Ray. And they're going to call Carly for travel as she picked up a pivot foot. 3:09 to go in the first, and Lady Hawks suffering under an 11-0 run. They trail 13-2, and we're going to have a timeout on the floor. So we'll be back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball live from the Hawks Nest right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
3:09 to go in the first. Lady Hawks got it to 3-2, but now Wapato's on an 11-0 run, and they're up 13-2. As Tillaquats will take it out in front of her bench for Wapato. They're just a little bit slow in getting the ball to her. Now I guess they're ready, and they'll hand the ball to Tillaquats, and she'll give to Alvarado deep in the backcourt. Alvarado shadowed by Ellie Andrews and kind of making Alvarado work. Now she gets across the timeline, now pulls up, now defeats the Bibles. Dribbles to the left, on the left to Tillaquats. Tillaquats will pull up for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. And Carly Ray did manage to get the rebound, but almost went out of bounds to get it. And unfortunately, Canaris is there then to take the ball and clean up. 15 to Wapato as Bryant loses the handle on the dribble, gathers it back in, feeds to Duran. Now to Bryant at the top. Bryant directing traffic with Alvarado coming out on her on the right wing to Carly Ray. And they're going to let her take the three if she wants. Instead, she'll feed to Niemeyer. Niemeyer will then dribble to the top. Wants to drive in. Has to kick out to Bryant, who will pull it for three. That looked good, but it was off the front of the rim, no good. Ellie Andrews, however, will chase down the rebound in the right corner. And wanted to feed down low to Bryant. Instead, it's going to be tipped out of bounds by Grable. And it'll be College Place basketball. 24 seconds on the shot clock. As expected, the Grable defense, Grable's a town in Wyoming, and it's also a player for Wapato. The Wapato defense we're having a little bit of trouble with is Duran has the ball on the right wing. In the corner to Andrews, can't get the three off. Go back to Duran. Swing around to Niemeyer. Almost has it stolen. Niemeyer then drives in, pulls up from 18. Oh, nice rainbow shot from Emma Niemeyer. What's that? That was a 14-0 run, or excuse me, a 12-0 run. Put an end to it. As Alvarado, however, just drives straight down the left lane and lays it up and in. And got the answer. And then they take the ball back in transition. Alvarado has it again now on the left wing. Alvarado now dribbling to the top, feeds to Canoris with Carly Ray on her to Tillaquats at top. She'll pull up for a three. Off the back of the rim, no good, and Durand will come down with the rebound. She'll feed to Andrews in the backcourt. Oh, and Andrews could not manage a dribble, and Tillaquats ends up stealing it. Drives down the left lane. Lane's too strong. Rebound to Isla Bryant. Feed to Durand. Durand will drive down in the left corner. Now she's going to pull back up, feed to Bryant. Then drives in. Oh, puts it up for about 12. Lovely running shot from Ayala Bryant. Yes, ma'am. And yes, sir. Still, it's 17-6. Wapato coming up on 60 seconds to go in the first. As Bibles pulls up for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Durand will tip the rebound to Bryant. Bryant now go up court to Niemeyer. Niemeyer will now bring it up. She'll kick off in the corner to Carly Ray. Rail drive baseline, got free. Oh, man, a beautiful scoop shot that ran in and out. Man, that was a nice move to the bucket by the redhead. Too bad the shot didn't quite have the finger roll on it. As Canoris will then drive left lane and lay it up and in. Canoris with 6 points. 19-6 Wapato, and they steal the inbounds. Alvarado on the left wing for three. Nothing but net. Alvarado with her second. Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, and it's 22-6 Wapato. As Bryant has the ball in the backcourt. Go up court to Duran. Now up to Ellie Andrews for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Good looking shot. Canoris quickly rebound up to Tillaquats. Then up to Alvarado. Wants to back down against Ayala Bryant. Good defense from Bryant. Forced Alvarado to miss the shot. Quickly going on court to Niemeyer. Got a 2-on-1 fast break. Niemeyer has to shoot long. And it's no good. After one quarter of play, well, it's all Wapato. Wolves 22, Lady Hawks 6. We'll be back with a second. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
KHSS 2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Well, as you go into the second quarter, the Lady Hawks at one point trailed 3-2. And then the Wapato defense started to lock down. And Wapato ends up closing out on a 19-4 run in the fourth quarter. They lead your Lady Hawks 22-6 here in College Place. Slightly long quarter break there. And already Alvarado, Brooke Alvarado, the sophomore guard for Wapato, 10 points, two threes in the first quarter.
And I think we'll switch things around. We're going to have Amit, Carly, Ray, Grace Linton, and Annie Watson and Ayala Bryant out there as Amick dribbling at the top, feeds to Bryant on the right wing with Bibles on her to Watson, who had a wide open three, but she was not willing to take it. Feed to Bryant, to Ton. Oh, down low to Bryant, kick out to Amick. Oh, bouncing in and out shot, no good. Tip rebound, Grayson Ton tips it to Amick. Heads up play by Ton as Amick then drives into the key, puts it off the back of the rim, no good. Nice drive by Charlie. Bibles will come up the court for Wapato, now pulling up on the left wing with Charlie coming out on her. Cross to, that is, that's not Tillich-Watts, who the heck is it? Can't see who it was. Shot from the corner is no good by Kaylee Haber, and Bryant will come down with a rebound. No press. She will walk it up. Give on the left wing to Carly Ray. Ray with Haber coming out on her to Amick to Bryant in the corner. She'll feed back to Watson for three. Ended up getting blocked by Bibles. Bryant will come down with the loose ball. 10 on the shot clock. Now she's stuck in the corner. Kick out to Charlie Amick. She then wants to drive in. She's got two on the shot clock. Got to shoot. Running out of time. And Grable will come down with a loose ball. In feed, who is that? I think we got a travel. That's right. Brianna Meninick was driving into the post, and she dragged her pivot foot. So I almost wonder if the coaches had an agreement that they would do some lineup changing, because this is not Wapato's top varsity out here. As Amick will go up court to Grayson Ton. Oh, boy. Somehow she got away with the travel. Feed to Carly Ray for a shot from about 12 off the side of the rim, no good. Ton gets a rebound. She'll feed to Bryant, to left wing to Amick. Charlie, to Ayala at the top. Bryant getting slapped at, and then they're going to call a reaching foul on Ayelia John. That will be her first personal. See, it would seem that Julie Hill and Shea Schimmel might have an agreement where you're going to rotate things out in alternate quarters, because, like I said, the starting five for Wapato largely on the bench. As Bryant has the ball on the right wing. Now she's in some trouble. Managed to get to Amick in the corner. Wants to drive in against Haber. Whoop. Lost the dribble. Gathers it back in. Still going. Now wants to drive in. Now lost the dribble. Going to be picked up. Now it's going to be on the deck. And who was that? That was Grable. Managed to come down with it. And she will feed John, who then feeds Bibles, then feeds John. Ball is going to be tipped. Chased down by Grayson Ton, who got tripped. Grable come up with a loose ball. Feed to John. Now we got a shot down low. Shot ends up being no good. Offensive rebound and put back by Brandon Meninick is no good. And then we got a loose ball foul coming back up the court. This is going to be on Wapato. And that foul is going to be on Ayelia John. I beg your pardon. That is her second personal. Now, Emma Niemeyer to check in to spell Ayala Bryant, who had been out there from the very beginning. So Niemeyer will inbound to Charlie Amick. And Amick facing a little bit of a press. Feed up to Carly Ray. Now up court to Grayson Ton. She now wants to drive down against Bibles. Has to pull back up. Feed to Ray on the right wing. Now feed back to Ton in the corner. Grayson goes long to Watson. Out to Charlie at top for an NBA three. And that was a bit short. 5:25 to go in the half. Lady Hawks trail 22-6 against Wapato here at home. As Bibles will bring it up for the Wolves. Bibles on the left wing to, is that Alvarado who's out there? Yep, and she fed to Meninick down low. Her lay-in was too weak. And Amick will come down with the rebound. She'll then feed up to Carly Ray. Then up court to Niemeyer, who will come down the right wing. Wants to drive into the key. Slices into the key. Past a triple team and lays it up and in. Emma Niemeyer now with 4 points. Making it 22-8 as ball's going to be tipped, and we got a 2-on-nothing fast break. It's going to be Charlie Amick coming all the way down. Lane's too strong. Grayson Ton is there for the offensive rebound and put back, and she put it away. Grayson Ton makes it 22-10 as Bibles will now bring it up. Give on the left wing to Kaylee Haber. Now back to Bibles, now back to Haber. Now back to Bibles at the top. Bibles back to Haber on the left wing. Now she'll launch the three off the front of the rim. No good. Carly Ray with a rebound outlet pass to Charlie Amick. She's got Bibles to beat. Oh, and she wanted to feed to Ton, but instead it He ended up being intercepted. Now feed to Bibles in transition. Her lay-in is too strong, and then we got a foul for the loose ball. I think they're going to call the foul on Carly Ray. Yep. Indeed. That is Carly Ray's first personal. Man, I'm an English teacher. You think I could elocute better than that? As Ellie Andrews will now spell Carly Ray, who's been out there for quite a while. And Meninic, the senior post, will inbound down low to, man, that was a nice lay into Canoris. She unable to get it in, gets her own rebound, can't put it in, gets another rebound, manages to squeak that one in, and she got fouled, so we have the and one coming up. Having been fouled by Emma Niemeyer. So Canoris with the bucket and the and one coming up. The Wolves are 1-for-2 from the line. The Lady Hawks have yet to earn their first trip to the charity stripe. Canoris. And one's off the back of the rim, no good, but Bibles will take the rebound for Wapato. Then go down low to Canoris again. Has the ball slapped out. Yep. And have the ball slapped out. Canoris got it, but then stepped on the baseline. So heads up play by the Lady Hawks there. As Durand will check back in and spell Annie Watson. And Durand will take the ball in. Feed to Andrews up court. Oh, yep, that had to be a foul as Canoris slammed into Charlie Amick. And Canoris will pick up her first personal. Yeah. 4:03 to go in the half. Lady Hawks trail 24-10. And Julie Hill slowly getting her starters back in there. Only starter on the bench now is Isla Bryant. And you get Grayson Tahn in for her. As Andrews goes to Niemeyer and feed back to Andrews, we'll take it across the timeline. Ellie dribbling across, feeds to Niemeyer, deep on the left wing. Emma wanted to go down low to Grayson Tahn. Great move, but the ball got partially blocked on the way up, and Bibles will come down with the rebound. She'll feed Alvarado coming down the right wing. Then give on the left to Haber, that is, and the ball ends up going out of bounds. Last touch by Grayson Tahn. Man, Grayson Tahn. If there's such thing as a hustle stat, she would lead most nights. As Haber will take it out baseline, goes down low to, that was Canoris, can't get it to go in. And Niemeyer will come down with the rebound, but then feeds it right to Bibles, who feeds back to Canoris, who lays it up and in. Or was that Brianna Meninic? That was Meninic. I'm going with Meninic until I hear otherwise. As Niemeyer drives baseline and puts it away. Emma Niemeyer now with 6 points. Leading all Hawk players on the court. We trail 26-12. 3:12 to go in the half. Bibles. To Canoris, to Haber. Nope, that was Alvarado for yet another. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Her third of the game is Amick. Will come up court, and as she comes up, they're going to say she got blocked by Canoris. She'll pick up her second personal, and then we're going to have a line change. What do we have here? We've got Liana Arispe. Alvarado was already out there. It looks like we've got Tillaquats came back in. And Grable came in as well. Andrews, no, running out of time, will feed to Bright. Almost has it stolen. Yep, they're going to call a foul on Bibles. Getting just a little bit too aggressive. Or are they saying Bibles stepped on the sideline? That's what happened. They're saying Bibles had the ball but stepped on the sideline, so no foul. 29-12 Wapato, 2:57 to go in the half. Inbound to Amick, has the ball tipped, stolen by Grape. No, that's Tillaquats, who's then going to come down, and her lay-in is no good as Amick will come down with the rebound, and then they're going to call a reaching foul on Taylor Tillaquats. I think we're going to the line now. Yeah. Tillaquats picks up her second personal. And that should put Charlie Amick to the line. I believe the way this works now is you get two. One-on-ones are gone the way of the dodo. Charlie is scoreless so far tonight, and this is our first trip to the charity stripe with 2:48 to go in the half. And Amick's first free throw is off the back of the rim, no good. And to give the ball back to Charlie, and She'll hunker, put up a couple of dribbles, and drive that one home. Charlie gets on the board, making it 29-13 with a timeout Wapato on the floor, and the Wolves leading your Lady Hawks 29-13. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hawk basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
2:48 to go in the half, and Lady Hawks trail 29-13. Tied up in the second quarter, though, 7-7, for what little that's worth. As Bibles will bring it up, having been fed by Tillaquats. And Lady Hawks running a 2-2-1 zone as Alvarado has the ball on the left wing to Grable. Nice one touch down into the key, but then whoever had the ball ended up going on the deck. That was Arizpe, and Arizpe is going to get called for a travel. And the Wolves going to press a little bit, trying to get the ball in, go up court to Andrews, turn around. Oh, and then we throw the ball away as Bible's going to come up with it. She'll then feed to Graybolt. Man, quick passing to Alvarado, but she's got to pull back out on the left wing. She's going to give to Tillaquats up at the top. Now to Bibles on the right. Bibles to Tillaquats on the left. Alvarado, pull up for three. Oh, that was nothing but net, but wrong side of the rim. As Andrews will go up court to Ayla Bryant. And they're going to call blocking foul on Tillaquats. Tillaquats can't quite believe it. I think she's picked up her third personal. Yeah, and Bryant will go to the line. Tillaquats riding with three. Ayla Bryant to the line for two. Lady Hawks one for two so far tonight. So the junior Ayla, spin and a few dribbles. Then she hunkers and puts it away. Kaylee Haber to check back in, and Tillaquats have to go back to the bench. Charlie Ray going to check in for the Lady Hawks. And, yep, okay. Ray will come in and spell Ellie Andrews. Charlie Ray. Carly Ray. Sorry, Carly. And Isla's second free throw, nothing but net. Lady Hawks 3-for-4 from the line. They trail by 14, 29-15. As Bibles will bring it up with coming up 2 minutes to go here in the half. To Alvarado, to Graybull, back out to Bibles up the top. Then on the left to Alvarado, who's turned around for a long two. That shot is no good. And Haber will come down with rebound to Bibles. Swing around Alvarado at the top. Now in the corner to Graybull. Now back to Alvarado at the top. Swing around to Bibles on the right. Now in the corner to, that was Haber, for a long three. And that shot is no good as Amak will come down with the rebound. With Alvarado in pursuit, man, got off a nice running shot, no good. Carly Ray ends up coming down with a rebound, but then gives the ball right back to Haber. Go up court to Alvarado. Alvarado wants to drive against Ayla, and Bryant shuts her down. She's got to pull back out to the top. Now on the left wing, two. That's Bibles for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Haber with the rebound, swings to Alvarado, to Bibles at the top. 1:15 to go in the half. Alvarado now wants to drive in, and they're going to call blocking foul. Oh. If that's on Charlie Amick, that's going to be her third. Yep. It's Charlie Amick out there now with three fouls. That'll bring Grace Lampton back to the scorer's table. And Charlie is going to have to sit for the rest of the half. 1:12 to go in the first half. As Bibles will take it out baseline for Wapato. Bibles to Arizpe in the corner for three. Barely off the side of the rim, no good. Grable, however, manages to muscle down the rebound. She'll kick back out to Alvarado. Alvarado now will dribble to the top. Now wants to drive. No, had to lose her dribble. Instead, she'll feed to Bibles. Bibles gets Grayson Taun off of her feet, then drives down the right lane and lays it up and in. Bibles with her first bucket of the game. Up court to Charlie Ray, who then had a free ride to the bucket. Instead, she passed it directly to Grable. Charlie Ray, capable athlete, but she gets a little panic when she has the ball. As Haber puts it up from about 20. And sinks it. No, that wasn't Alvarado. That was Haber. I saw it myself. As Bryant will feed to Duran. Duran now back to Bryant at the top. Now on the left wing to Emma Niemeyer. Niemeyer head fakes Grable. So feed to Bryant for a long three. That is no good. And a wrist bail come down with a rebound with 16 seconds to go. Up court to Bibles. Bibles now cross the timeline. In the corner to Alvarado. She drives baseline from about 12 feet and manages to sink it. Alvarado with 15 points. 3 seconds to go. Ray gets the ball, feeds to Durand, and that will be the end of the first half. And it has been all Wapato thus far. At halftime, Wapato 35, College Place 15. We'll be back with the first half breakdown when we return. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball live from the Hawk's Nest right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
There's no place like home for the holidays, especially one filled with the pleasant smells and tastes of the season. Let us help. Hopper Specialty Meats is featuring smoked whole turkeys, turkey breasts and turkey legs, and smoked Christmas hams throughout the holidays. Get your holiday turkeys and Christmas hams pre-ordered today. Call Hopper Specialty Meats at 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Or stop in and see us in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice on your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Halftime live here from the Hawks Nest, and the Hawks trail 1.32, but then Wapato went on a 19-4 run to close out the first quarter. They were up 22-6 after one, 35-15 here at halftime. Let's go ahead and have your decidedly unofficial scoring summary for the visiting Wapato Wolves. Taylor Tillichwatz with 1 point, and she's also riding with three fouls. Erlyn Grable, Jocelyn Bibles, Kaylee Haber, Brianna Meninick, all with 2 points apiece. Jordan Bob with 3 points. And then you have Faith Canoris, the senior post, with 8 points, and Brooke Alvarado leading all scorers on the court with 15 points. She had 10 in the first quarter alone. She's hit three threes. And Lady Hawks simply do not have an answer in particular for Canoris, but most particularly Alvarado. For the Lady Hawks, Charlie Amick been held to 1 point. Grayson Ton with two. Ayala Bryant and Emma Niemeyer. Emma Niemeyer with some nifty moves the bucket on a couple of occasions. Co-leading all Lady Hawks scorers with 6 points. I suspect the reality kind of is that Julie Hill had no illusions. And that Wapato, although they've been beating up on basement dwellers in Connell and Waluk prior to this game, they have a pretty long reputation of pretty strong basketball. And they also had Connell and Waluk to 20 points each. Wapato simply not giving up points. As a matter of fact, College Place is probably doing better than those other two teams, but despite that, that fact, we are struggling in trying to score against the Wapato defense. Somewhat smothering, getting into passing lanes. I want to say they're probably pressing about half of the time, and about half of the time we're having trouble breaking the press. So, and again, we kind of knew going in because we only had 8 women available on the court. We're missing Lou Weaver rehabbing that knee injury. We're missing Raheema Bryant, who's injured her shoulder at the Boardman game on Saturday. So shorthanded. In second quarter, Julie Hill pretty much just emptied the bench, and she's more concerned with almost I don't want to say equal playing time because she's still obviously favoring the starters, but the girls starting on the bench, Carly Ray, Annie Watson, Grayson Tan, they're seeing some fairly significant playing time out there as Julie is more interested in rotations. And it is interesting as well to open the second quarter. Coach Jay Schimmel for Wapa to also put his bench in, and College Place bench and the Wapato bench were even at 7-7 at one point in the second quarter, but then the Wapato starters came back in, with Alvarado in particular, Alvarado and Canoris, they started to pull away again. So if we can find some way to shut down the Wapato offense, as well as perhaps Magic come up with a couple other girls, maybe the consistency on the bench, we might be able to play our way back into this game, but the reality is, I think we're in something of a holding pattern until we can get some girls back on the bench, most notably Lou Weaver, who, in talking to Ken James before the game, says we might get her back the first week of January, which would be wonderful. Checking in last week, Lou Weaver still not able to move well laterally, it seems, and that is simply part of her rehab. She's been told not to make those moves just yet. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll have the SCAC standings and schedule, both the games played this week as well as what is coming up this weekend. When we return, as we're here at halftime in the Hawks Nest, and the Lady Hawks trail the Wapato Wolves 35-15. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Halftime here in the Hawks Nest and Lady Hawks Trail Wapato 35-15. I'll take a look at the SCAC standings, and you see Wapato atop at 2-0, 3-0 overall. And Wapato's been winning by an average score of 74-20 at 35-15. That would have play out the same way in the second half. The Lady Hawks lose 70-30, so there might be a moral victory to be had in that. Natchez Valley and Kybee following each at 1-0. Natchez Valley 3-0 overall. Kybee 5-0. and I'm having a hard time remembering the last time Kybe women's basketball was doing that well. So perhaps they have turned a corner. Kashmir has yet to play a game. Zilla is 1-1 in non-league play, and Royal 2-0 in non-league play. Royal and Kashmir in particular have been somewhat limited in that the boys were in football finals. So they've yet to play a league game, and Zilla, I believe, was committed to playing those two teams, so they also have not played league games. You have College Place and Connell at 0-1 apiece, and Waluk at 0-2 in league play. Connell and College Place both 2-1. Waluk, the poor Warriors, 0-4, and haven't had a win since before last year. Another action in the SCAC this week. On Tuesday, Kybe beat up on Waluk in Mattawa, 63-29, and Wapato blew out Connell, 73-20. Thursday, Royal hosted Riverside and sent them home early, 71-14. Tonight, Kashmir will start league play at Connell, and Kybe will host Natchez Valley in the battle of what is turning looking to be for first place right now in league. Tomorrow, Kashmir will be here at College Place, so Kashmir goes to Connell tonight and College Place tomorrow. That's a lot of road tripping, unless they decided to stay in Tri-Cities or Yakima. Zill will be at Waluk, Wapato will host Kybe, Connell will be at Royal, and Natchez Valley in non-league play will travel to Cowichi to take on the Highland Scotties. College Place will put their starting five out there, but Wapato will have the ball to start, and Jordan Bob will inbound for Wapato on the far sideline. So Bob will inbound to Tillaquats, and Tillaquats will walk it up. Now on the left wing to Bob. She'll pull up for three. Oh, boy. Jordan Bob opening the second half with a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, making it 38-15 as Bryant, being harassed by Bob, comes up court, feeds to Amick on the right wing. Charlie out there riding with three fouls. Oh, and she and Ayala miscommunicated, and we end up getting an over and back as Durand has to go in the backcourt to chase down as no Wolf touched the ball. Wolf, singular Wolf. Now that doesn't work, English teacher. As Bob will take it out far sideline again and again give in to Tillaquats. Again, she'll get to Bob. Again, Bob will launch a three. That swirled in and out, no good. Gray Bulls offensive rebound and putback is no good. And Tish will turn around and feed to Alvarado for long two. That swirls in and out, no good. This time Niemeyer comes down with the rebound. Has it wrestled away from her by Bob, who then put it away. So Jordan Bob with 3 points early on. It's Charlie Amick. Then comes down the right wing and gets her first field goal of the game, making it 40-17 as Alvarado goes down low to, that was Haber? I don't think so. Grable will get the offensive rebound, and her turnaround putback is good. Grable with her second bucket of the game. Long outlet to Charlie Amick is way long, and the Lady Hawks turn the ball over. 42-17, Wapato, 6:53 to go in the third as Bob will bring it up. Swing on the left wing to Tillaquats. Tillaquats will pull up for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Tip rebound going to be tracked down by Durant. She'll then go to Bryant with Alvarado on her. And Ayala coming up the court, manages to shed her defenders, feeds to Durant, gives to Andrews on the right wing. Ellie, one dribble, wanted to go down low to Bryant. Somehow got it back, feeds to Charlie. Oh, man, that was beautiful. Ayala Bryant was on the verge of having it stolen from her. She was falling down, got it to Charlie, who hit from 18. Grable has the ball on the left wing, so cross up to Bob at the top. Step back for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Charlie Amick will come down with the rebound. She'll feed to Durand. Now to Bryant. And Bryant with Alvarado on her will bring it across the timeline. Ayala still maintaining her dribble, drives into the key. Puts up from 14, puts it up the front of the rim, no good. Gets her own rebound, goes up, and got fouled by Grable. Heads up play by the junior there. Yes, indeed. Grable will pick up her first personal. And Ayala Bryant, who's 2-for-2. Lady Hawks 3-for-4 from the line as Carly Ray gets ready to check in. And Bryant, spin and a couple of dribbles, and nothing but net. So Ray will spell Emma Niemeyer. Oh, And now they give the ball back as Julie Hill consults with Durand. And Bryant's second free throw. Man, Ayala Bryant's 4-for-4. You gotta like to see that. But it's still 42-19 Wapato as Tillaquats to Alvarado. Back to Tillaquats to Alvarado on the left wing. Now to Bob at the top. Bob on the left wing, Tillaquats. Tillaquats down low to Grable. Shot is too strong, and Bryant chases down the rebound. Feeds to Durand. Now in transition, it passes and strong enough, and we intercepted by Tillaquats on the left wing to Grable. Grable back to Tillaquats. Now in the corner to Bob. She'll launch a three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound tracked down by Ella Bryant, who ended up going out of bounds with it. So Tillaquats will take it up baseline for Wapato. Nope, sorry, Bob will change places. But and you can't. Oh, we got it. Oh my gosh, you got a blocking foul away from the ball on Taylor Tillaquats. That is her fourth personal, so she's gonna sit. And Jocelyn Bibles will check in for her. So Tillaquats gonna have to be done for a while. She's sitting with four fouls. As Durand takes the inbounds. She'll then feed in the backcourt to Bryant. And Bryant now getting harassed by a double team. Now she's in trouble, and we're going to have 5 seconds. Yeah, College Place could not get the ball out fast enough. So the Lady Hawks turn the ball over as Alvarado will take it out far sideline. She'll feed to Jordan Bob. Bob back to Alvarado on the left wing. Alvarado 15 points in the first half to Bob. Bob back to Alvarado on the left wing. Thinks the three to Grable. Quick one touch. Want to say that was to Haber. No, that was Canoris. And she gets her first bucket of the second half. And then we turn the ball over in transition as Bob's shot is too strong. Bibles is there for an offensive rebound. That putback is no good. And Alvarado will chase down that rebound. As Andrews unable to come down with it. Feeds Bob in the corner for a Hank Warden Edward Jones three. And Bob, 3 points in the first half, 8 points here in the second, and we've got a whistle. Nope, we're going to take a timeout with 4:39 to go in the third quarter, and the Lady Hawks trailing 47-19 to Wapato here in the Hawks Nest. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Lady Hawks getting outscored 12-4 here in the third quarter. Jordan Bob, 8 points for the Wapato Wolves. And College Place still having a bit of trouble with that defense, and Wapato is going to bring everybody back. As Bryant can't get the ball in, now she gets it into Charlie Amick in the corner. She then drives baseline. Oh, man, gets a beautiful shot off baseline from about 8 feet. Charlie Amick now suddenly with 6 points here in the third quarter as Bob will bring it up. Wants to drive past Durand. Is going to get cut off by Bertuca. Now gets down underneath. Shot ends up being no good. I think she got her own rebound. And did Bob step on the baseline, or is there a foul? There's a foul. And they're going to say that foul is on Durand. That is her second personal. She has two. Charlie Amick has three. Alvarado has the ball in the right corner. Now to Grable. Shot's a little bit too strong. And Durand from inside the key gets the rebound. Durand now goes up court to Bryant. Ayala. Now dribbling around with Bibles on her. Now bounce pass to Amick. That was a bad pass. And they're going to say, oh, they're going to say it was last touch, though, by Faith Canoris. So the Lady Hawks catch a break with 15 on the shot clock and 4 minutes on the game clock. As Bryan will take it out far sideline. And Ayala wants to go down low to Grayson. Nope, to Charlie Yamick instead. It's going to be stolen by Wapato. Bibles will then feed Jordan Bob, then drives into the key. And I think they're going to call a blocking foul on Duran. That'll be her third personal. Yep. So Duran and Charlie Yamick both out there riding with three fouls. And that'll bring Grayson Tawn off the bench to spell Bertuk and Duran. So Bob will take it up baseline for the Wolves. 3:53 to go in the third. Lady Hawks trail 47-21 as Alvarado gives to Bob in the corner. Bob dribbling on the right wing. Oh, she managed to get past Charlie Yamick. Drives right lane. It's too strong. Tip rebound brought down by Charlie Yamick. Though you got to credit Grayson Tawn with the hustle on that play. She pretty much led to the rebound as coming up court, Ellie Andrews wanted to feed Grayson Tawn in the corner. And that pass was a high, hard one that was way too high for Grayson Tawn to manage. As Emma Niemeyer now will check in and spell Ellie Andrews. So Bob will bring it up for the Wolves. Coming up on 3:30 to go in the third. And Bob will hand it off to Bibles, dribbling up the top. Shaking and baking on the left, Alvarado. Now dribbling at the top, now pulling back. Thinks three instead. Feeds to Canoris, drives into the key, and she slices through two and puts it off the back of the rim and drops it. Canoris with her second bucket of the second half. As Bryan ends up going long to Carly Ray, who got behind everybody, feeds it driving Charlie Yamick. Oh, her lay-in wasn't strong enough. Canoris will come down with the rebound and then feed Bob in transition. But Isla Bryan is there to pick her off. So instead, Bob will pull up from the left wing, puts up a three. That was real short, but then Grable comes down with the offensive rebound and put back. Grable has 6 points as Charlie Yamick ends up getting trapped, has the ball stripped, Bibles has it, then goes up court and feeds it directly to Ayala Bryant. So turnover to turnover, and then we're going to go long up court to Emma Niemeyer, who then drives in, ends up getting blocked. No, they're going to call a foul. They're going to call a foul on Faith Canoris, who felt she got all ball. But Canoris will be called for her third personal. And so that'll put Emma Niemeyer to the line. Lady Hawks 4-for-5 so far. Ayala Bryant 4-for-4. Emma, her first trip. Oh dear, didn't touch anything. As Brianna Meninick will check in and spell Canoris. Lady Hawks trail by 30, 51-21. Niemeyer, second free throw. That one she rattles home. 51-22. As Alvarado will bring it up the left wing. Now she'll feed to Bibles. Bibles will pull up for three. Ooh, the freshman. Jocelyn Bibles with a Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. And it's 54-22. Bryant up court to Ray. Has it stolen by Meninick, and then Meninick got plowed by Grayson Tawn. Tawn's such a hustler, but she also immediately helps pick up Meninick to make sure she's okay. As Bibles will take it out far sideline then for Wapato to Jordan Bob. Bob with Annie Watson on her and ends up slapping the ball off Bob. So Bob then tries to go out of bounds to get it and can't quite handle it. So credit Annie Watson forcing that turnover. As Bryant, running out of time, ends up going long to Emma Niemeyer. Now we got a 3-on-2 fast break. Goes in, of course, to Carly Ray. I think you're calling a travel on Carly. Yeah. Took too many steps. Did the redhead. And Bibles will inbound to Jordan Bob, coming up on 2 minutes to go here in the third. Bibles loping up on the right wing to Bob. She'll pull up for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. And Bryant will come down with the rebound. And then coming up court, they're going to say he got slapped out of bounds by Bibles. So Bryant will take it out far sideline. She'll give in close to Tawn. Now back to Bryant. Bryant up court to Ray on the right wing to a driving Bryant, who then lost the ball out of bounds trying to drive right lane. Pressure by Alvarado on that. Kaylee Haber to check in. And Grable will go to the bench for Wapato. 1:45 to go in the third. And it's been all Wolves, unfortunately, here tonight in the Hawks Nest. As Alvarado will bring it up. Now gets cut off by Ray. Feeds to Bibles on the right wing for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Rebound, however, Alvarado, who drives down the right lane and lays it up and in for her bucket of the second half. And then coming up the court, who was that? That was Watson, just flat out lost it. And then Haber ends up with the ball in the right lane and lays it up and in. 58-22. Now we got a 3-on-1 fast break with Watson coming up. And then wants to pass, and they're going to say she ended up getting fouled by Brianna Menenik, which really all Menenik got was a block, but we'll take it. As Menenik will pick up her first personal, and Ray will take it out baseline with a fresh 30 with 1:11 to go in third quarter. Ray. Oh, down low to Ton. Got behind. Everybody lays it up and in. Yes, ma'am. Grace from Ton. Nice. Brought to you by Carly Ray. It's 58-24 as Alvarado pulls up from 18. Nothing but net. Wrong side of the rim, but then go out of bounds to get it. Bibles comes up with it to Alvarado, to Bob, drives into the key, end up getting blocked by Niemeyer, but they're going to say Niemeyer got a piece of Jordan Bob's arm. So Emma Niemeyer will pick up, I believe that's her, nope, that's her second personal. And Jordan Bob will go to the line. 8 points for Jordan Bob here in the third quarter. She has three threes in the game, and she hits that first free throw, making it 59-24 with 51 seconds to go in the third. Bob, a quick sigh, two dribbles, a spin, a fire, and hits it. 10 points for Jordan Bob in the third quarter as we end up getting a scrum in the corner. Bob and Watson tie up for the ball. And did we have a jump ball? Nope. Just Bob lost the ball out of bounds. Lady Hawks catch a break as Bryant ends up going up to Niemeyer, then feeds Watson coming up the left wing. She'll end up bringing it up. Oh, ball ends up getting tipped. It's going to be stolen by Alvarado, who then stepped. Or did she get fouled? Nope, got fouled. And so they're going to call that foul on Annie Watson. That'll be her first personal. And Alvarado will go to the line, I think, for the first time tonight. Yes. Wolves are 3-for-4 from the line. Alvarado makes it 4-for-5, making it 61-24. Alvarado, four quick machine gun dribbles, and then fires and puts that one away, too. 62-24 as Ray managed to inbound a ton, and then she wanted to go to Ayla Bryant, but the pass was errant, and the Lady Hawks turned the ball over again. Cannot handle the backcourt pressure. So Bibles will take it out, feed to Bob, then up court to Alvarado. Alvarado to Bibles on the right wing to Jordan Bob. She'll pull up for three and hits Jordan Bob with her third. Hank Ward and Edward Jones, three of the third quarter. As Bryant will feed to Watson. Wants to go up court to Tong. Stolen by Bibles. Swings around, feeds it right back to Watson. As Watson will bring it up with Bibles in pursuit. She wants to go all the way. Oh, my God. She got off a great-looking shot. No good. Tong, however, there's the offensive rebound. She'll feed to Niemeyer, then goes up. Her bank shot is no good, but she got fouled. So the Lady Hawks. And we now got a running clock, but we're still going to let Niemeyer take the free throws. And the refs are saying, actually, there might have to be some time put back on the clock. So, but regardless, Niemeyer is going to go to the line for two. She is 1-for-2 so far. Nope, didn't see it. So who was the foul? Foul was on Haber. All right, and Niemeyer can't quite make the first one drop. So Niemeyer, two quick machine gun dribbles and tries again. And that's off the front of the rim, no good. And so after three quarters of play, your score, Wapato, 65. College Place, 24. Back with the fourth quarter, you're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. Through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. We're going to be giving away $100 Visa gift cards to the first 50 customers who test drive one of our vehicles. Now, we have to limit these to one per family, but it really is that simple. No purchase necessary. The most frequent comment from our customers is about how easy it is to do business with us. Come and experience our first ever 12 Days of Christmas event, and may all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Start of the fourth quarter here in the Lady Hawks show, 65-24, so we'll have a running clock as Durant will take the inbound from Andrews, feeds back to Andrews on the right wing. And Andrews going to have to put the ball on the floor, and she does, dribbles around to the left wing. She'll pull up for three, and that ends up being an air ball with a rebound by Alani Romero. Romero then feeds down court to Canaris, who has checked it, Canoris rather, and she drives down the left lane, lays it up and in. As Bryan will bring it up, feed on the left wing to Ellie Andrews. Andrews with Grable coming out on her. Now she'll dribble to the top. Yeah, she got room for the three, and she took it off the backboard. No good. And rim. Durand will come down with the rebound, feed back to Andrews on the left wing. Yeah, Ellie should have taken that shot. They were giving it to her. And now wanted to go down to Durand in the key, but Grable's going to steal it. She then will feed, that is Ayala John, who then feeds a driving Canoris down the left lane, and Canoris lays it up and in. Now Canoris is getting her buckets after Bob did in the third quarter. For Wapato, 69-24, as Bryant on the left wing to Durand. Durand, oh, she's going to dribble in. Nice move to the bucket. Swirls in and out, no good. And scramble for the rebound. Bryant's going to straight up steal it from Alani Romero. Then feed to Charlie Yamick, to Andrews on the right wing, to Durand, top of the key. Then toss back to Charlie Yamick, who launched three, and she got fouled by Tillichwatz, who's done. And Charlie Yamick's going to go to the line for three. So Tillichwatz will foul out with 1 point. And that'll bring Kaylee Haber in for her. Although I thought I saw the ref signal taking two, but it sure looked to me like she was behind the three-point line. But we'll see. Charlie, one dribble, sinks the first. Yeah, she's going to get two more. So Charlie's to the line for three. She is right now two for three. Put that one on the front of the rim and hung and then dropped off. Of course, I shouldn't have said two for three. It jinxes it every time. Scientific observation. Charlie's third free throw, nothing but net. See, I don't talk about it, and it sinks. 69-26. Wapato as Haber will bring it up. Give on the right wing to, that is John. Then to Grable, backing to Canoris, and then backs down. Shot is no good. Gets her own rebound. That putback is no good. Again, she gets the rebound. And this time they should have, yep, jump ball. Isla Bryant tied her up. And I'll tell you what, Bryant's been playing with some hustle tonight. Not that the Lady Hawks aren't holding their heads low. They keep their heads up high, but Bryant and Grayson Taun in particular have been playing with a certain amount of grit. And the possession arrow favoring Wapato after that jump ball, so Haber will take it out baseline with 5:47 to go in the game. Haber. Oh, wanted to go down low to Grable, managed to get it. Passes, shot, rather, is going to be blocked by Niemeyer. Then rebound brought back down. Going to feed to Haber on the outside. Haber now pulling up. Going to feed to, that is Romero for three. Wow. Alani Romero, a senior guard, gets a Hank Warden Edward Jones three. As Bryant will then come up in the Lady Hawks trail 72-26. And then Romero went reaching on Bryant and is going to pick up a foul. That'll be Romero's first personal. Bibles will check in for Wapato, as will Brianna Meninick. And Canoris and Grable will go to the bench. They presumably are done for the evening. With the Wolves up 72-26 as Duran feeds to Emick in the left corner. Charlie goes to Bryant at the top and has 15 coming out on her. Then going to feed to Amick for a long two. That shot is no good. And Romero will come down with the rebound up court to Bibles. With Charlie cutting her off, Bibles now drives right lane. Nice reverse move, but no good. And Durand will come down with the rebound, then feed to Bryant, who wants to move up the court and transition. So then go underneath baseline. Her shot is no good, but earned her way to the line, did Ayala Bryant. And they're going to say that foul is on Ayelia John. That is on her third. That is her third personal. So Bryant, who is 4 for 4, will go to the line for two more. And she puts. I'd say 4 for 4, and then she misses one. Naturally, as Annie Watson will check in and spell Emma Niemeyer. Carly Ray will check in. Grace Linton will check in. Carly Ray will spell Ayala Bryant if Bryant makes this free throw. Yeah, I should put that off the back of the rim. I didn't say anything and still didn't make it. Oh, we're hustling down. Almost get a loose ball, but they managed to get to Bibles. Then up court to, that can't be Tillich-Watts. And then they gave in the corner to Romero, who got harassed into trouble by Grace Linton. Now Carly Ray will check in and spell Ayala Bryant. And Rail inbound to Durand, who will bring it up. 3:45 to go in the game. And we got a whistle on the floor. Timeout. We got a timeout with 3:39 to go in the game. Lady Hawks trailing 72-26 to Wapato here in the Hawks Nest. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM. KGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
3:39 to go in the game, and the Lady Hawks been trailing Wapato from the start. And it went way behind, 72-26. College Place Basketball with 3:39 to go in the game. Here's your 50-50 ticket chances. If you're not here, get here. Get into the 50-50. As Andrews inbound to Durand, back to Andrews on the right wing. She'll dribble to the top. And now she'll feed to Watson. Watson dribbling to the right, feed to Andrews in the corner. Andrews down low to driving ton. Oh, man, that was a good-looking shot, just too strong. End up didn't touch anything, so Durand ends up getting the ball. It ends up going on the deck, and now it's still on the deck. Who the heck wants it? Now we got a shot clock violation because the ball never did touch the rim. Yeah, that's a legitimate call. As that is John will take it out. With Grace Linton on her, Lady Hawks going to try and press a little bit, get it into Bibles. Bibles, an aggressive freshman, hands off to John, going behind her back. John flat out lost her footing. Oh, man, and Grace Linton got away with a travel. She then drives in. She'll end up having to kick it out to Ellie Andrews. Andrews, she'll pull up for three. That ends up being no good as John will come down with a rebound with 2:30 to go in the game. She'll feed to Bibles. Bibles pulling up now, moving to the right now, pulling back up again. Waiting for something to open up. You've on the left wing to John. John, then to, that is Haber? No, that's Meninick. Meninick in the left corner. Oh, to a driving Alani Romero. Shot ends up being no good, but I think she got fouled by Durand. And if I have that right, that's her fourth. Nope. Sorry, that foul is on Allie Andrews. That'll be her second personal. As Charlie Amick and I cannot see who. I think Emma Niemeyer are going to check in as Romero goes to the line for two and hits the first. Yep, that is Emma Niemeyer and Charlie Amick spelling Durand and Ellie Andrews with just under 2 minutes to go. Romero, a couple of machine gun dribbles and a spin and puts that off the back of the rim. No good. Unfortunately, Meninic comes down with the rebound. Then feeds to Romero, goes up, got blocked. And then in trying to go for the loose ball, John ends up getting fouled. And that foul is going to be on Annie Watson. That'll be her second personal. So Ayla John will take it out. She'll feed to 20 to Romero. To who the heck is that for three? Goodness gracious, who was that? That was Ayla John with a Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. 76-26. Yowza. Niemeyer. Oh, going to feed to Ray at the top. Feeds are driving. Watson all in. Wasn't strong enough. Man, you got to make that work. As Romero will come down with the rebound. Nope, that's not Romero. I beg your pardon. That's John. She'll turn around and feed up to Haber. Haber will pull up for a long two off the back of the rim. No good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Emma Niemeyer. Under a minute to go. And the Lady Hawks going to fall to 2-2, 0-2 for the season. And as Niemeyer tried to drive at the top of the key, they're going to say she got fouled by John. Nope, not John. Romero. She'll pick up her second personal. And Niemeyer will take it out right in front of Coach Julie Hill. She'll inbound to Watson with Bibles coming out on her. Now to Niemeyer, dribbling around the right, trying to shed Romero. Now drives the top of the key. Now feed to Amick. Amick has the ball tipped, stolen by Romero. Nope. Oh, no, stolen by John, who then goes up court. Ends up on the deck, but somehow gets the ball back up and ends up getting passed back to her with 13 seconds to go. And we've got, barely do have a shot clock. And we got a foul on Grayson Tawn. That'll be Grayson's first personal. And that just has the clock run out because we had a running clock, and that will be your final. Your final here from the Hawks Nest, Wapato Wolves 76, College Place 26. We'll be back with totals and what's coming up next here from the Hawks Nest. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including planned maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus,
Friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So the Lady Hawks going to fall to 0-2, 2-2 overall on the season as they lose to Wapato 76-26. A slight moral victory. Wapato's been giving up an average of 20 points, and Lady Hawks did manage to put up 26. Here is your unofficial scoring summary. First, for the visiting Wapato Wolves, they got everybody involved save for Liana Edrisbe. Taylor Chilliquats with 1 point. Brianna Mninick with 2 points. Aelia John, 3 points. What do we have here? Elena Romero with 4 points. Jocelyn Bibles, 5 points. Erlyn Grable, 6 points. And then we start getting into the higher realm of things. Faith Kenora, 16 points. Jordan Bob, 16 points. 13 of those all coming in the third quarter. And then Brooke Alvarado, the sophomore guard, leading all scorers on the court with 19 points. For your College Place Hawks, well, we just had four players involved. Grayson Tan with 4 points. Emma Niemeyer, 7 points. Ayala Bryant with 8 points. And Charlie Amick leading all Lady Hawks scorers again with 9 points. Coming up next for the Lady Hawks, well, we're going to be home again, this time against the Kashmir Bulldogs, a team we struggled with tremendously last year. Though Kashmir just getting started in league play. That tip-off tomorrow is slated to start at 3:45. So we have the early Saturday tip-off for the Lady Hawks against Kashmir. Again, your final here from the Hawks Nest. Lady Hawks fall to Wapato 76-26. Next broadcast tomorrow, 3:45 from the Hawks Nest against Kashmir. But as they say, don't change that dial because we have the men. Coming up next, you have been listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice in your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.